when I first saw this, as a fan of the NBA, I thought, wow, that's a super cool thing that Papa Shot is now partnering with the NBA. So tell me just how it came about.
Sure. Yeah. I mean, obviously it's a natural fit, right? The NBA and Papa Shot, like, and this is, you know, in the 40-year history of the company, not the first time that they partnered, but since the new owner, Tony Stucker, has taken over 4 or 5 years ago, certainly been a goal of his to re-partner with the NBA and offer, you know, our new home model of Papa Shot games kind of with the NBA license, right? So you can get your favorite team kind of in your basement, man cave, wherever, right?
Yeah, so what happened there where there was no partnership for a while?
Yeah, so they just weren't in the space, really. And the partnership that was, it was previously was, you know, probably 30 years ago. So quite a while, you know, when the NBA was a much different place. So there was some coin-operated kind of basketball arcade games that have been licensed by the NBA. But this is the first time that since, you know, Papa Shot, of course, has moved to Peoria, that they've been had the opportunity to partner with the NBA.
Yeah, and for you as the director of marketing for Papa Shot, what does this mean for you and the different possibilities there are now with marketing NBA teams on your brand?
Yeah, I mean it's really exciting, right? To be able to work kind of more closely with such huge entities and brands that people like have, you know, such a great fandom for, and trying to work more closely with things like the arena, and whether it's, you know, selling games in their gift shop or setting up games in their, you know, concourse. We're trying to work some deals with a couple of different like halftime shows, so we can kind of see, you know, some of the actual personalities play, which is something we've already done in the past with the Golden State Warriors. They had a customized game in their studio for a while. So we got some cool footage of Steph Curry playing Papa Shot from a few years ago. So hoping to do more stuff like that.
Yeah, so you've had some partnerships and worked with NBA teams, but this really just puts a whole umbrella over it and allows you to sell these. I'm going to put a picture on the website with the one you sent with the Chicago Bulls backboard. So you said you can do that with all 30 NBA teams are going to be available?
Yeah, absolutely. So you'll be able to choose whichever you'd like. And if there's any additional ones you'd like, let me know. I know the Bulls kind of the local flavor, right?
Right, exactly. And you guys also do, I saw some NCAA licensed ones, as many people know. I don't know if you have much insight into this and how it all works, but I'm just curious. I'm sure it was different dealing with the NBA with all teams under one entity, basically, than working with the NCAA. Are those negotiations with individual schools, or how is that different?
Yeah, absolutely. So it is a little bit more challenging as we are working with every individual school, and each school has their own team as far as like the approval process for the artwork and all of that and the legal contract. So sure, this is something they've been working on for years with the NBA, but once we got kind of over the fact that, you know, we're really working together, it kind of streamlined the approval process, which has kind of been the biggest pain point with working with the colleges.
Yeah, what type of opportunity does the NBA see with Papa Shot?
Oh, great question. I'm not exactly sure, but
from your perspective, what do you think Papa Shot would what do you think Papa Shot brings to the relationship with the NBA?
Yeah, sure. So I guess, you know, another opportunity for your fans to bring home a piece of their NBA team, right? If nothing else, you know, it's a super fun game you can play with your kids. Also looks great in your house right now. Nobody will question which your favorite team is.
Right. And I mean, hey, a lot of people are stuck at home, and if it's cold outside, sometimes it's hard to go outside and play basketball. So if you have a Papa Shot in your house, right?
Yeah, exactly. It certainly, I think it saved a lot of households during the pandemic overall.
Exactly. And kind of the opposite side of the question that I just asked, what does having the NBA as a partner do for Papa Shot?
Yeah, so, you know, we're able to really connect with a whole nother audience. Whereas, you know, everybody certainly that has a favorite NBA team is a basketball fan of sorts, but being able to communicate and kind of grow our community more of a one-to-one basis with fans of specific teams is kind of an exciting opportunity. And hopefully, you know, this opens more doors with opportunities with the league in general. So we previously, I mentioned like the Steph Curry and the Golden State Warriors. We've done a contest at the All-Star game a few years ago. We've also done some custom games for the G League, Summer League. So yeah, hopefully we have additional opportunities to kind of grow our relationship with the NBA across the board.
Yeah, so it kind of sounds like, you know, this will just be the start, hopefully, of something that you guys can pair together and do things in the future.
Yeah, absolutely.
And is there anything about this partnership or anything about Papa Shot that you want to add that I maybe haven't asked about?
No, it was great questions. I appreciate you taking the time to talk with me. You know, excited to have bring this good news to Peoria, right?